بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I have been a person of thinking, so thank God all this thinking has led me to being an Ahmadi. So first of all, like, what is Ahmadiyya, or precisely who becomes an Ahmadi? So Ahmadiyya is a sect of Islam. It is the 73rd sect of Islam that is called the Firqa Najiyya, and that's something you can dig deeply into if you go to the website at www.alislam.org or www.islamahmadiyya.net, and you can read the books. I highly recommend you check out the books by the caliphs, Khulafa radiallahu anhum wardahum. May Allah be pleased with them. So let me tell you a little story about myself. So I was like any other person you would think of, living in Morocco, 21 year old person, black person, living in the land of opportunities, Morocco. So I had goofy friends. Most of them are dead spiritually. Just kidding. So they're really retarded. I'm just sorry. So let's be serious. Okay. So these people are a relationship, you would say. So fast forward, I was on a bath, which was actually dangerous. I spent a lot of money on nothing but stupid stuff, courses, buying courses, anything you would think of as get rich quick scheme. Hope you're not in that rabbit hole. It is a rabbit hole. I went into I lived the what now is called in the Jama'ah or in our community the Dajjal. So let me explain. Being an Ahmadi Muslim is so cool. That's not the right word to describe it, but I am really, alhamdulillah, like, you wouldn't really imagine where this humble slave of Allah Azza wa Jal, this, like, petty individual, where would he end up without the help of Allah Azza wa Jal? Now, people talk to Ahmadis and tell them, they actually ask Allah to guide these Ahmadis because they're lost. That's what they say. But of course it's not, because I 1000% am sure that non-Ahmadis, and people who are not Ahmadi yet, are astray, number one. Number two, they really know that the Jama'ah Ahmadiyya is the surviving sect, the Firqa Najiyya, the one who would make it. And by that, we mean success in both worlds, here and the hereafter, meaning Al-Akhirah. So that's called Al-Falah. That's the ultimate success we, as Muslims, strive for from the day we were born. So non-Ahmadis know we are right. That's number one. They just argue for the sake of arguments. And Hadrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, peace be upon him, the promised Messiah, the Mahdi, the person who established this holy community, this great community, said, SubhanAllah, this community and the people who strive towards Allah Azza wa Jalla, meaning Ahmadis in general, should focus on telling people what this Jama'ah is all about. And let me go further on this point. He, peace be upon him, said that the Ahmadis here, when faced with a non-Ahmadi, when confronted with arguments, with bland words against His Holiness, or any type of word that derogates the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his heritage, or talks down about Islam, the number one thing we should focus on is to actually correct these people and guide them, because they are misguided. And nasiha, like advice, is mandatory. It is really, really important to think about this. And I'm not saying something different than what is the pillars of our Jama'ah, because Islam now and Muslims in general are in bad places. Actually, I've been a Muslim by title, so I never thought about am I a Muslim or not, because I have never ever had the privilege to think about what would make me a Muslim. Seriously, back then things like I lived in a really materialistic life, I would call life cycle. I live in a materialistic life cycle, and the only way to get out of that is by being so humble to Allah Azza wa Jal. I used to listen to all the gurus and all the things you would call role models, because clearly they're not. Just try to reach out to them and talk to them and see if they could actually give you the attention you really, really yearn for, because the only person and the only entity who is responsible for that and is capable of handling whatever duties that come after that or afterwards is Allah Azza wa Jalla. So let's just be clear, there's no other God than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing. When I say Allah, when I say God, there's no other God. When I say God, I mean there's no thing in this planet that can be put in the place of God subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our great Allah, the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla, like subhanahu. And we really hope people could see what we're talking about, so they could actually get better, you know, so they could actually find the good things we found as Ahmadis. And yeah, again, the resources are alislam.org for the English website, and mta.tv or just MTA on YouTube, and Islam Ahmadiyya .net for the Arabic website, and the channel is MTA3 on 9th. Thank you, and God bless all of us, inshallah.